Proclamation number 3386 of 31st of December, 1944. The primordial spiritual and its fall. The originally created spiritual substance was in highest perfection. It had emerged from God's will in highest perfection. It was endowed with all gifts. It stood in fullness of power and strength. For it was created in God's image, in which he himself was pleased and which therefore possessed his full love. His love let something come into being which he wanted to make happy, and unsurpassable wisdom and strength were expressed in the created spiritual substance. And this originally created spiritual substance was in free will, because perfection is unthinkable without free will. But free will brought the essence to fall. For one thing distinguished the created spiritual from its creator. It drew its strength from God, who himself was the source of strength from eternity. And the spiritual being did not want to accept this difference. Its strength and power was inexhaustible that it believed it could detach itself from the center of strength. That it believed it could exist as a power-giving entity and by virtue of its own strength wanted to diminish God's strength, thus wanted to make itself subservient to God himself. And since it had free will, it was not hindered by God in its intention, even though it was unfeasible. But the will was enough to make this originally created spiritual substance sinful. However, the strength was still left to it. God did not withdraw it from it because what emerged perfectly from his hand never ever became imperfect through his will, and the abundance of strength belonged to perfection. And the spiritual being which had become sinful took advantage of this. It then let spiritual beings emerge again through its own will and the strength from God. The originally created spiritual substance created countless entities likewise in highest perfection, because the strength from God was at its disposal for this, and thus free will was also given to these beings. But God could never approve of it because the will of the originally created spiritual substance was to withdraw God's strength through the creation of entities and to elevate itself above him. Thus it used the strength from God to work against him, and it determined the created spiritual beings to act in the same way against God. But God also regarded the beingness which had emerged from the adversary's will as his own, since it had emerged from his strength. But since it had free will, it should decide for itself to whom it wanted to belong. And it decided in favor of God's adversary, for the latter had placed his will, which was directed against God, into the beingness he had created. But the original perfection of the beingness also meant full knowledge, thus the beingness did not fall away from God out of ignorance but likewise out of arrogance and the intention to dethrone God. So this beingness also became sinful. But everything came forth from the love of God, for the power of God was his love. And this love cannot pass away eternally. Thus it also seized the beingness which turned away from God in order to guide it back to itself. Yet since the beingness is endowed with free will, it cannot be directed towards God against its will, but it has to feel so attracted by God's love that it turns to him of its own free will. And this leading back to himself is God's eternal plan of salvation, which is the basis of his entire creation and which, even if after an infinitely long time, will one day lead to the aim that all beings will have regained their original states and unite with God again in utmost perfection, from whom they once originated as strength. Amen.